it's way for you to wake up. It's way for us to wake up.
Let's go.
The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Listen live on the freeradio.com app.
All right, Mahoney, to kick things off today, some good news and some bad news. What would you like first?
Dave, why don't we start off today's show with some bad news?
Dad, who was helping his kid out with math homework, 45 years old, in China last month, sitting there doing the homework, got so stressed out by some of the math problems at a third grade level, he had a heart attack.
Oh, no.
And I had to double check. The guy's only 45 years old, which is not old to be having a heart. Like, if this is grandpa and he's like 86 or something, I get it. But a 45-year-old getting so stressed out by third-grade math problems, he has a heart attack.
You got to chill out, man.
Yeah, he is recovering. Did have emergency surgery on a blocked artery, but he is doing better now.
Math will kill you.
Yep.
It will.
Always said that.
Very, very, very much so.
Very calculator.
We do. It's on our phone.
It's on our phone. Pretty easy.
Fractions are hard, though. You can't put a fraction in your phone, can you?
Just use decimals, man.
Oh, yeah, decimals.
Like,
do you not know what
I do, but okay. I just converting a fraction into a decimal could, just makes my brain
like,
crack.
If you want to know what like what 4/8 is, well, it's 1/2. 4/7.
Okay, there we go.
It's a harder one. 4 divided by 7, and then you get, you know, 0.57 there. There's your.
Well, what does that mean? What is point? Oh, we'll have to. You'll have to get
save that,
going.
Copy, okay. And then if you want to multiply that by whatever your other fraction is, you can do it. It's just converting fractions, man.
But how do you convert it back to a fraction? See?
What is the why would you want to convert it back to a fraction?
Oh, I don't know. I thought that's what you did.
No, but if it's like 4/7, when it comes to the, it's like the point whatever, that's the percentage.
Yeah,
also,
yeah.
Can we just round up on everything? Can we just like do away with like fractions and change?
The only time it ever matters is in baking, and I never know what's happening in baking.
Can we just decide that everything needs to either be a cup or a half cup?
Is this 1/4 cup crap? No. It's just like a splash of milk.
The teaspoons,
the tablespoons, like they just piss me off.
Like, here's a capital TSP, and here's a small TSP.
Yeah, and also, like, why do we have two different size spoons that are almost exactly the same size? Either go big or go home. And get out of here with, like, just generally 2 millimeters larger.
And those aren't spoons. Those are, like, little cups.
Yeah, I want a little cup. Either little cup, little spoon, that's it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Glad we figured this out today. Solving the world's problems. Luckily, 1 teaspoon at a time. Luckily, teaspoon's a smaller one, right?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Because tablespoons,
the big one. So
theoretically, what you would put on a table
for what? Soup?
Yeah, for some soup.
What else do you use a spoon for? Like, if you sit
cereal,
down,
cereal, oatmeal.
Yeah. No, sure. Yes.
Grits, potatoes.
Okay. No, potatoes are all
mashed potatoes.
You can use fork
mashed
for
potatoes.
All those.
You don't use magic. Use a fork for a spoon or for a soup.
No, not a soup. But I'm saying, but
or
like
a cereal,
potatoes,
chili?
Potatoes. Yes,
potatoes.
Potatoes do not belong on a spoon. What are you talking about? Eating potatoes off a spoon?
Nah, that's a fork.
That's a fork for sure.
Why?
Because you can kind of like smash the potatoes down in between the little forks, and then just
you don't have to grab another utensil. Because most likely you have the fork in your hand already from whatever else you're eating.
And
what if I'm only eating mashed potatoes?
Who just sits down with a bowl of mashed potatoes?
Unless you're eating soup.
I'm sensing some judgment.
You have no.
You're being judged.
If there is no soup on the table, there should be no spoons.
Also, the whole thing with the fork is that you can also like stab some turkey or whatever else that you're eating.
Yeah.
I mean, basically,
just eating mashed potatoes and gravy.
If we're doing it right, mashed potatoes are essentially a condiment.
Essentially.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
Okay, but what happens if I have gravy on top of it?
Then you have a condiment on your condiment. Then you got bitch-ass potatoes.
Then you're
potatoes.
Double protected.
That's right.
If your potatoes cannot wrangle that gravy, you got bitch potatoes.
That's right.
I agree. Yeah, if they're, ooh.
That's the worst. Like when you
liquid
do that little,
potatoes.
When you do that cool little, like,
crater.
The little crater, like lava crater.
Gravy crater.
The gravy crater.
Which should be a band.
That for sure should be a band.
I would go see
Gravy Crater.
They're opening for Fish.
They just spray the crowd with mashed potatoes and gravy.
I'd be there.
Up front. Screw you, Gallagher, and your smashed watermelons. Give me smashed potatoes.
Or ICP and your Faygo. Nah, man, we got gravy up there.
Otter's just right up front with a spoon for some reason. Like, kick that chick out of here.
Right to the face.
some good news today as well. A 90-year-old Florida man hit a hole-in-one.
That's pretty impressive.
It's not the first time he's done it, but he was pretty self-deprecating. He said, I played 17 bad holes and I hit one good shot. That one good shot bounced into the 15th hole at the Temple Terrace Golf and Country Club. He's hit a couple of hole-in-ones before, but for this 90-year-old, who says he's hit three in total in his entire life, to be doing it at 90, it's pretty awesome.
I mean, but doesn't that sound so frustrating? I mean, you and I have been golfing for 10 years. Neither one of us can ever come really close.
No, if it...
Like, maybe when, like when 5 feet, 4 feet.
When you're up on the tee box, you're like, oh, it's about to go in. Then you get down, it's 12 feet away.
But this guy's been playing his whole life. He's 90 years old and he's only hit three. That is so disheartening, right?
He said the two finished the day with celebratory Diet Cokes. He said,
wait, hold up. Hold up, old dude. If you hit a hole in one, what you have to do is go to the clubhouse and buy everybody drinks.
We're not drinking sodas.
I mean,
old guy.
You can't take that money with you.
Spend it while you got it.
It's top stories. Here's what's making news.
So Facebook is merging with Instagram, which instantly makes Instagram far
worse.
Facebook said this week,
garbage.
It has combined the Instagram and Facebook Messenger in the latest step to integrate the two platforms. I don't even have the Facebook Messenger on my phone. I haven't for years because I downloaded it originally when they forced us to. And then I was like, you know what? Screw this.
They shouldn't have separated it from the app to begin with.
Doesn't even make sense.
Every message that I get on Facebook is garbage.
It's spam. It's creepy.
Viruses.
Whatever.
Yeah, it's always nonsense.
It's some dummy who doesn't realize that, like, hey, is this you in this post?
This is you on Sunday. I can't believe you acted this way.
Yeah. And then you're dumb. You realize who all your dumb friends are because they all clicked on it, and now it's getting sent to you.
It's always old people.
Maybe for you, but I got some dummy-ass friends who still click on all those.
It's part of Facebook's bigger plans that would include the incorporation of WhatsApp into Facebook as well, which is another way. Another app that has enormous privacy concerns. We're connecting the Messenger and Instagram experience to bring some of the best Messenger features to Instagram so you can have the best messaging experience no matter which app you use. With this update, it'll make it easier to stay connected without thinking about which app to use to reach your family and friends.
So if you've got three apps that essentially all do the same thing owned by the same company, shouldn't they just be one app?
No, because I don't like...
Blow them all up.
I kind of was just thinking that whenever you were reading it, somebody needs to come and create a new social media, but that's what TikTok is, right? And we all hate TikTok. So
it's because it's owned by the Chinese government, which is almost as bad as Mark Zuckerberg.
I don't think that we need another social media app. I think we need less. Yeah.
Or I guess I'm just saying like to blow the rest out because MySpace got blown out by Facebook because Facebook was so popular and like Zynga before MySpace and all these other forums just got blown up.
How pure MySpace seems in comparison now.
Yeah. Oh, so pure.
So pure.
I want it back so bad, but when they tried to resurge it, like make it come back with Justin Timberlake.
When you bring Justin Timberlake in and still can't make it cool, you're like, it's over, guys.
What the world needs is less social media, less internet.
Yep.
Less cable news. The world would be a better place without those things.
So more crazy stats from the national market when it comes to housing. Pending U.S. home sales in August rose 8.8%.
How?
A lot of it has to do with low mortgage rates, right? Below 3%, which have helped pending home sales climb in August. The greatest
refis count on this.
Where are people getting this money?
No, so this is pending U.S. home sales. So this is not refis, right? Because you got to think that means somebody put their house on the market. It has been purchased. The biggest recovery so far: Seattle, Las Vegas, Boston, Denver, and Philadelphia.
That's insane.
Insanity.
And it doesn't make sense. I mean, it really does not. I can't even compute that. Well, my brain can't even
process. Especially
with
what's still happening, right? Like all these airlines that they got billions of dollars in bailout money, and then they had to not fire people till September 30th, and then that obviously passed, and so instantly they fire all. Then
see ya.
Disney, we see 28,000 people getting laid off.
28,000.
Yeah, I mean, there's just huge numbers of people still getting laid off
and
all over the place.
And with the money, with the unemployment that's getting ready to end for some people, that has ended for some people, it just blows my mind. I mean, I read a report about a study yesterday that said this is the most unequal recession that we have ever seen in our life, where it has really devastated the middle and lower class, and the rich, are getting richer, and they are using that to buy things that are valuable, much like real estate. So maybe that's what's fueling it as well. But it just, to me,
maybe,
I don't know. I don't know anybody who I know personally right now. And yes, that's a small amount of people, like seven people. But who's like, I am doing better now than at the start of when all of this went down.
Yeah, except for like the Uber billionaires.
Yes.
Yeah. And there's people that are figuring out ways to get through it.
I know a lot of people who've been laid off.
Yeah.
And who are out of work right now because of everything that has gone down with Corona. But I don't know. Maybe it's just because maybe we're just too...
Well, all you're supposed to do, Mahoney, is start hanging out with richer people. It's very simple. Yes.
I don't think they want to hang out with me.
That is true. So the NBA Finals are underway. Game number one, I'm sure that you saw the Lakers just crushed the Heat.
I mean,
it wasn't even close. So they were leading by 30 points through much of the later part of the game. They won by nearly 20.
Yeah,
it
LeBron
was a beat down.
Was on fire. I don't know if we are going to be able to see. It's not going to be like the NBA Finals. Like, we'll see a big smash game like this. Then I think it's going to get closer. I think this goes 6-7 games. I really do.
I hope so. I want to see it to the end.
After watching the first game, I was like, man, this is... the Lakers are just so big. I mean, Howard.
I want the Lakers to win because of everything with Kobe.
With Kobe, yeah. This would be
like,
the year,
not
right?
Really, you know, LeBron or anything.
But you have Howard, you have AD, and you have LeBron. Like, these guys are all just monsters. And Dwight Howard.
Who would have thought he would have turned his career around?
Well, he turned his whole life around. Like, he went vegan, and still he's a monster. But, like, he started actually taking basketball seriously. He used to be a cancer.
The worst.
For any team got on, he would ruin them. And instead, he comes on to the Lakers. Sort of like the third fiddle there, but he's great.
I want to see my boy Tyler Hero make it a little bit further in. Like, I don't want him just to get smashed because he's not even 21 years old yet. Like, just showing up and showing out.
That's
like,
what I mean.
I want him
he's
to get a little bit.
He's not even 21 years old
he's
yet.
Got
let's
some
not
time.
Have let's not have him peeking out at 20.
I just want to see him shine. I think that's all I care about. Go Cats.
He played for Kentucky, right?
Yeah, he did.
And that's why.
Yeah, of course.
So the Titans and Steelers have had to postpone the scheduled game for Sunday because, as I'm sure you heard this past week, some Titans players tested positive after they played the Minnesota Vikings.
Horrible,
now, the Vikings training staff has come out and said that there's no one on their team that has tested positive, but we also... It takes a little while sometimes, right? So we don't know for sure. I just hope this isn't a sign of things to come. And then for all the fantasy players out there, like, what do you do? Like, do you bench all these guys if you have them on your squad this week? I don't know.
It's a weird situation. I think the NBA should have followed the NHL and the NBA's bubble. I think the NBA and the NHL really set a precedent on how to conduct your operations safely in a in these times that we have right now.
The NBA's done a really good job.
The NHL did an amazing job.
NHL did too.
Amazing job. Baseball and football have some things that are the lackluster.
Combat sports, like the boxing that's going on, the Top Rank, the UFC has done a pretty good job with it. They've had a couple of people.
Fight Island and all of that.
Yeah, just kind
isolation.
They bring people in and they quarantine them and everything else. Yeah.
And yes, there are many more football players, people on a football team than there are on a hockey team or a basketball team. But I think they could have centralized this.
Yes,
they really could have.
They could have used all of their millions and millions and millions of dollars to create a solution.
I'm not at that point yet where I think that they necessarily have done things wrong because this is the first of it. But I do worry about what this means for the rest of the season because I will tell you this. I have very much been enjoying my lazy no-shower Sundays where I just sit on the couch and my wife's like, you going to watch the late
game?
Afternoon games as well, huh? Oh, you're... Just rolling that right into Sunday night football, huh?
Keep it going.
Monday night now. What are you doing?
Maybe they're having some kind of transmitting trouble. Why don't we phone the station?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail. 833-YO-DUMMY. Again, 833-YO-DUMMY.
Please leave a message after the tone.
I would like to know, why are you guys so fat?
Message deleted.
Why are you so fat?
We like to eat. We don't move. Our caloric intake is greater than our
spending.
Burning.
If we were a bank account, you would be so rich.
That's right.
Yeah. This takes me back, Mahoney, to when we were doing that. The
reading to the kids.
The reading week thing.
Yeah, for at elementary school.
Yeah. So they'll invite us out to come do a reading week. And so we'll get to.
Which, why they invite us? Because
I don't know.
We don't read well.
Not really good. Is there pictures? No, but it was so we walked into a kindergarten class and, you know, they were still in the middle of doing something and we get walked in and one of the little girls turns around. She goes, there's two fat guys here.
No, she did not.
And I'm like, you little monster.
She did not.
She was so kindergartner. Little cute kindergartner.
Oh, but
two fat guys here.
It's like, hey, man, as you get older, it gets harder.
Yeah.
And I mean, metabolism goes down, kid.
To be fair,
we're gonna read a book about metabolism.
To be fair, that child's face was right at our stomach. Like, I mean, eye level right with the
All she could see was the belly.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Who in your life gives the best hugs? Are they related to you, or do you only hug them when you're desperate?
Message deleted.
Now, what's a hug?
I haven't hugged anybody in a hot minute.
Yeah, do you remember when you
I hug my wife every
hug
day.
Hug people? But yeah.
Yeah.
Do you hug your wife every
day? Yeah, before I leave, usually.
Really?
Yeah.
Like while she's
getting
up
ready.
Yeah?
Yeah?
Okay.
Yeah.
That's sweet.
That's really sweet.
Yeah. Nice little.
My lazy ass wife is still sleeping when I leave.
Okay, we also get up at like 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, she also like is up 5 times a night still with a baby, so. I'm kidding. If you're up, baby, I love you.
She
Do you hug your husband every day?
No.
Yeah, it seems like, I don't know.
Because he gets up before me, actually, to go work out, and he's been leaving, straight up just like ghosting me every morning, and I finally had to tell him. I was like, you get in here and you tell me goodbye.
Give me a kiss. Ian, do you hug your girlfriend every day?
Every single morning. Yes,
really?
I do.
Yeah. Is she laying in bed or is she also up early?
Sometimes she'll be up. Other times she'll be in bed. If she's just in bed, I'll do that cute little just right on her forehead, even if she's not awake.
See, this is how sleep deprived my wife is that I used to do that where I'd go over and say goodbye to her, give her a little kiss. And she's like, stop waking me up in the morning with a kiss. I'm so tired.
Why did she sound like Gollum?
I've only got 2 hours of sleep tonight, my precious.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, Dave Mahoney. I think you guys owe me some sort of commission or something. Every time I have sex with a wife, I got to promise it won't last more than 2 minutes. Mahoney, you know what I'm talking about. Hit me up.
Message deleted.
Am I hitting you up for the relations? Are we?
Hell yeah, you are.
Mahoney, you know what I'm talking about.
It's top stories. Here's what's making news.
So there's a lot of people, and I'm sure that you've heard plenty of this over the last couple of days, especially since the debate, you know, who are kind of moping about and they're like, man, it's such a mess here and everything else. Yes, we definitely can be better, but there at least is an election that's not that far away. So regardless of how you feel about things, what side you fall on politically, you have a voice. You can do something about it because that's not the case in a lot of other parts of the world. And North Korea, of course, is one of those places. There is a story that came out about how somebody who defected from North Korea was talking about the delicacies in North Korea. When it's a special occasion, what do you suppose that people have in North Korea to eat?
I mean, I've seen some documentaries. What is it like? Maybe a piece of meat? I mean, I've seen things in North Korea where they're like scraping bark off of trees to boil it to eat it.
Or what
like,
about
it's horrible.
Whenever it's like a almost fully developed chicken? And then they eat it, and it still has, like, the little feathers on it?
No.
Seen that, too.
The delicacy in North Korea for special occasions only, ramen noodles.
Ramen?
Ramen. That is a special occasion.
I'm here for that.
I'm not mad at ramen. Everyone ate a lot of ramen in their day, right?
Yeah.
Still
are we talking about, like, 25-cent ramen noodles, or are we talking about, like, the OG, like,
good
stuff?
I'm talking about, like, the 10-cent pack
Manchurian,
that you can get at the local supermarket, yeah.
Dude, that breaks my heart. We live in a society, or we live in a world where we have figured out how to farm like no other, like the science and the technology behind farming. We have more food than we know what to do with.
Yep.
And the fact that there are still countries out there and there are people who are hungry on this planet is
They also, this defector said that if North Koreans are caught watching South Korean TV shows, they can be executed.
Yep.
Executed?
Executed. Yeah.
Oh, man.
The ongoing food shortage is raising concerns in the international community. The disconnect between, you know, the evil dictatorship of Kim Jong-un and everyone else that's a part of his little clique and the rest of the citizens there is just appalling. It's just so sad, man. So more bad news for Uber and Lyft. Seattle has become the second city after New York City to order Uber and Lyft to pay drivers a minimum hourly wage. Of course, a fight has been raging in California as well.
Pay your people.
So I'm curious your thoughts about this because Uber and Lyft, they obviously have people that can come to work whenever they want or not come to work at all.
But they also have people who are working 80 hours a week mm-hmm. who are driving for them and you're not getting benefits. That's not okay. You are working for a service full time, more than full time in many cases. And you need to pay your people who are working for you. If that means the prices go up, I'm okay with that because guess what? I want people who are doing a service that is valuable to me to be taken care of.
So the people that I've ridden with recently in Uber and Lyft have all been very nice. In fact, the experience overall has just been...
One of the greatest Uber rides when we went to dinner, was it 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, right. But the question that I have for you guys, is, does it seem like there's a whole lot less cars that are available now?
Yes.
Like, the experience seems like it's gotten a lot worse. Well, it used to be you push the button and instantly...
Well,
it's got to be the pandemic, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think people, you know, you are in a car, you were in a tight space, and you don't know who you are going to get. When I have... The last couple of Ubers I've gotten were all driven by very young, like, people who seemed healthy. Uh-huh. So, to me, that's like... You know, I think people who are at a lower risk of, you know, fatal consequences from COVID reactions, I think those are the ones who are driving. But I also used to have a lot of older drivers. I haven't seen older drivers in my own personal experience recently. So I think that's part of it. But I'm glad that these states are ruling, because Uber and Lyft are making billions and billions of dollars for their investors. Yep. Meanwhile, these people are out here, you know, the stuff that they are putting on their cars, their bodies, and things of that nature. Compensate them at a minimum wage.
Seattle is saying $16.39 is a fair hourly rate for the companies, maybe, because the high cost of living in Seattle.
You can try to live in Seattle making $16 an hour.
Right.
Good luck.
Yeah. So a Walmart app is driving in-store redesigns. The Walmart stores are being optimized with redesigned aisles, self-checkout kiosks, and app-aided directions. And I've always wondered, like, why this has taken so long. I mean, you think about the technology that exists out there and how specific it can be, and yet somehow when you go into a grocery store, you still have to figure out what's down each aisle, because if it's not printed on that little sign that's literally hanging above the aisle, you just have no idea. All that information is available, obviously. They have inventory. They know where everything is. I should be able to punch in exactly what I want, click a button, and then it shows me exactly what aisle and where it is.
Yep. So especially because you actually use, I mean, you've talked about your wife using the app for, like, just regular grocery store purchases, right?
Ordering online and everything else, and then going to pick up, yeah.
The technology is quite literally already there.
Right.
It's probably just, like, one more code. But I want all places like Walmart and Target to do a redesign, because it's been too long since they've done it in general.
So they're actually redesigning right now 200 supercenters. They expect to have those done by the end of the year, and close to 1,000 by the end of next year. And it's intended to streamline how a large group of people can navigate their stores. So we were inspired by airport wayfinder systems as best-in-class examples of how to navigate large groups of people. So the fact that Walmart's doing this is pretty cool.
I agree.
I'm not going to use that app. I like wandering the aisles aimlessly.
No, you do not.
Oh, I do.
What are you talking
about?
That sounds like the worst thing ever.
You pull up and you say, put it in my trunk.
No, no. Like, when I go to the a physical grocery store, I like just walking up and down every aisle and looking at stuff.
I do too. But
what are you guys talking about?
Like,
I want to get
that
in and out as quickly as possible.
No, I always go grocery shopping when I'm hungry. So it's like all or is it not?
No, you have to get a little snack before.
No, then you get great snacks. Then you come home snack full. Like, you got a cart full of snacks. There's nothing worse than when you're at home and you open up the cabinet and then you're like, I got no snacks. There's no snacks.
Somehow I doubt that you're ever in the position where you're out of snacks.
Snackless.
Can't be snackless, man.
I don't believe you.
What's the last snack you ate?
Pre-shelled pistachios.
Ooh.
Which I used to think you were a monster. I will fully walk this one back.
Uh-huh.
That I used to say people who ate the unshelled pistachios were the worst people on the planet. Possibly serial killers.
Yeah.
And
I still like to shell pistachios too.
So do I.
Yeah.
But
I like
a whole handful of pre-shell, throwing it in your mouth.
Oh yeah.
Oh, you're decadent. You're like, somebody else did all the work for me already.
I'm so rich.
Here, my
cover your ears.
So Cover Your Ears is a game where we've got three songs that are all really popular songs. You've heard them all before. And in fact, we have a fourth one, should we need it, as a bonus. But Mahoney versus Audrey, we've got 30 seconds in each one of these songs. You'll ring in by quickly saying your name when you think you know what it is. Whoever gets more correct out of the three is going to be our winner today. You get a full point for the artist and the song. You get a half point for the artist or the song. Are both of you ready?
These are stars in the making. I love that they've uploaded these songs to YouTube.
Okay, so it's an important point. You say you think these are stars in the making. I would tend to disagree, because we've heard a lot of cover songs, some of them interesting. I would say very few of them good.
Never good.
Never good.
Well, actually, some good, Is that tolerable? Okay. What about tolerable?
I'll go with tolerable, yes. Let's see where we fall here again. Ring in by saying your name. These are all popular songs you've heard before, but they are covered by other people. It is Cover Your Ears.
I try to be a toe, always rain. I ain't got 70 days. No, cause there's nothing, nothing you can teach me.
So Mahoney, obviously you said your name, but she rang in like 6 seconds into the song.
Did she say her name?
She raised her hand.
That's not what we were supposed to do. We were supposed to say her name.
That's true. We've done it both ways before. We'll give her the pass.
This time we were supposed to say her name. You're trying to screw me out of a point.
She's sitting right next to you. How did you not see her?
I had my eyes
hand?
Closed.
Okay.
I was feeling the music.
All right. Let me say my answer.
Oh wait, what
sir?
Is your answer?
It's Amy Winehouse.
Uh-huh.
And I'm nervous, but I'm going to go Back to Black. It's not, is it?
No, it's
okay. Dang. Do you know the song?
I don't know the song.
Yeah, but it's Amy Winehouse.
It's Rehab.
It's Rehab.
Guys. It's the Amy Winehouse song.
Man. Oh, but I like her other ones better.
It's hard to tell.
Okay.
Clearly not so enough because
Audrey has
wrong.
A half point now. And so to clarify the rules, we'll go ahead and ring in by saying our name briefly when we think we know the
screwing
answer.
Screwing me out of points over here.
No one's screwing out of anything. Here we go. On to number two. I will say, I don't want to give you guys too much of a hint. This is significantly different than Amy Winehouse Rehab.
Okay. Audrey.
Drowning deep in my sea of loathing, broken your servant, I knew. Wait, give it to me. It seems that's left of my human side is slowly changing. In me. It's me.
I am stunned that both of you rang in just 4 seconds into that thing. Mahoney, you were first.
That is Disturbed down with a second.
Oh, yeah, it is. Man, oh, so point. Good. Why did he sound like he was coughing up a hairball?
I thought it was a pig. At first, I was going to be a pig version at first. Oh, God. How many views on YouTube does that have?
That
right
has
now?
14 views, and it's literally just 14. The kids sitting there with like a crappy karaoke microphone and crappy headphones on, just singing that.
Oh, we got to make him a star.
Oh, it's so
what is his
so
name?
You know what? I don't recall his name. I'll look it up.
Okay, all right. All right, so really a very interesting mixture of songs today. So a half point for Audrey, full point for Mahoney.
No.
Here we go on to number three.
To all my family and friends that stood behind
Audrey.
Me while I struggled to get where I'm at today, much love to you. To everybody else that thought I wasn't going to get nowhere, guess what? I'm in the studio and here's to you. It was all a dream. I used to read Word Up magazine. Salt and pepper and Heavy D up in the limousine. Hanging pictures on my wall every Saturday. Rep Attack, Mr. Magic, Molly Maw. I like my tape rock, tell my tape pop. Smoking weed, bamboo, sipping on private stock. Way back when I had the...
Man, that is a whole mood right there, isn't it?
Okay, all right. I'm nervous.
Okay.
That's Biggie Smalls, Notorious B.I.G. But is that Dreams?
No.
That's not the name of the song.
You know the name of the song?
You got the first part right, the artist right.
I mean, I know the song. I know the song. Okay. But I thought it was going
to
be
seconds.
Something else.
5 seconds.
I'm going to pass.
All right.
Juicy. That was Fat the Kid from Detroit, Michigan. That was featuring Miss Cyanide, but I think she misspelled it on YouTube. I think it was supposed to be Cyanide.
Okay.
Oh, Cyanide.
I need a sigh. I need.
All right, so Audrey, now one full point. Mahoney, one full point. Fourth, final one. We're going to the bonus round. Whoever gets the majority here, whether it's a half point or a full point, will get the victory.
Nervous.
Good luck.
Mahoney.
That's enough of that.
Yep. I dig that. I know what they're doing with that, too. That is Coldplay Clocks done by Clocks, right?
Is it actually done by Clocks?
Some of that, yes. That was actually by famous indie band Cloud Nothings. I think that cover's terrible.
I dug it.
You really
liked
that?
I thought those were clocks. I thought those were all like alarm clocks making up all the sounds of clocks.
Well, well done, Mahoney.
Either way. That's right. Wow. Play that music. Unbelievable. Number one, baby.
This is how I feel about your win.
It's people whose lifetime goal is to own a fireworks stand. It's the Redneck Report.
So when I say the words health food to you guys, what's the first thing that you think of, Mahoney?
Lettuce.
Okay, Audrey?
Yeah, like kale.
Kale, all right, all right. Well, there's a guy that actually owned a health food store, and this is in Springfield, Oregon.
I also think hippies.
Hippies?
I also think lettuce.
Hippies? Okay, so hippies, lettuce, kale.
Whole Foods.
Whole Foods, sure. Does anyone think methamphenphetamine?
Is
that on the top of the health food pyramid?
It is, okay. Yes. It's the most important
thing. Depending on the state you live in?
Yeah, so Gregory Todd Daly, 56, was arrested on charges of conspiracy with intent to distribute and possess 500 grams or more of meth.
That's a lot of meth.
He is the owner of a health food store and was a subject to a rather public search warrant in August when the FBI and DEA raided the store. He was arrested the same day. According to his LinkedIn profile, he is the manager, buyer, and owner of the store and has worked there for 26 years. Hmm. He is currently being held at the Federal Detention Center in Yamhill County. I mean, I guess most meth heads that I know don't have a lot of problem with excess weight. So, you know, if you want to shed a few pounds, swing on through. Get your protein powder and your methamphetamine.
No, Dave. No, this is just another marketing scheme like all the health food stores out there. They call it healthy so they could charge three times the price for this meth. That's what's going on here.
Is that what it is?
Oh, yeah, it's organic meth.
Meth, yes. It's cage-free meth.
Natural.
So as it turns out, cops don't like locks and nudity. At least that was the thinking for one Tampa woman who faces DUI charges after resisting a law enforcement officer Thursday after she locked herself in her car and refused to come out. She reached into the back seat as the officer approached, and the deputy reported that he needed to see her hands. And she ignored and continued her work in the back seat. When she eventually stopped, the deputy asked her what she was doing. She said, "I'm looking for cigarettes." And that's when he said, "Your cigarettes are there on your lap." They also saw two alcohol containers on the floorboard. The cops called a canine unit to help, and this woman refused to get out of the car and participate in a field sobriety test. Instead, she locked herself in her car and took off all of her clothes.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Good defense.
Yep.
Good defense.
Then the deputy smashed the driver's side window and unlocked the car. Then the deputy promptly escorted her and her naked ass out, handcuffed her, put her in the cruiser. The canine alerted for the presence of drugs when the deputy searched the car, and it gets better. When the deputy went back to his patrol car, he found that she had retaken off all of her clothes after they had dressed her again. Turns out she was over the legal drinking limit.
That wasn't meth. I would think that was meth rather than
drunk. Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, think about it. We talk about this all the time. You know, you're blackout when you wake up butt naked. So I mean, it's only fair that she wakes up butt naked in the back of a cop car.
I've slept in my car drunk before, and I've never gotten butt naked. I just feel like that's methy.
Or PCP.
Yeah. PCP?
Yeah.
Angel dust? Yeah, something like that. So sometimes you just really want ice cream, right? Like, do you guys ever have that hankering? Yeah. You just really want it. This guy also really wanted ice cream. He also, unfortunately, was a skosh over the legal limit, but he had a solution.
What was that?
Have his 13-year-old drive him to get ice cream.
Oh, no.
Even though she did not have a license, of course.
Oh, no.
She told the police officer her age, and the officer asked why she was driving. She said she was driving a family member to get ice cream because he was drunk, according to the cops. The man assisted out of the vehicle, and the officer noted he was swaying and turned multiple times, making it difficult for the officer to put him in handcuffs. He was placed under arrest, and the child was picked up by a family member.
Were they going to, like, a Dairy Queen?
You didn't say. It feels like it would be kind of an excursion, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just get Postmates.
Right?
I don't think Dairy Queen holds up under Postmates, though, or any of these delivery systems. I don't know. I feel like I wouldn't trust a dessert to be delivered by an app.
Oh, I do it all to cookies?
Those don't melt. I'm meltable.
Sure.
Meltable
ice cream, yeah.
Yeah,
because you got to eat that on the way home.
Is the best...
Don't wait to eat it.
Yeah.
Ice cream, dessert, whatever item. Is it a drumstick? I feel like that is the perfect confectionery dessert.
Oh, so good. Oh, you know, with the hard chocolate on top and the little nuts.
Ooh. Oh, and the chocolate in the bottom. And you're like, you put it in your mouth, you hold it like a cigar for a second, you do a little Groucho Marx impression.
Is that what you do?
Yeah, I'm fat and delicious, delicious.
The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show, every weekday morning from 6 to 10.
If you've ever driven a large vehicle, then you realize how difficult it can be, especially if you're driving through a crowded area, right? I mean, you see sometimes 18-wheelers driving on small roads, down hillsides, winding roads. Well, like, every part of it is difficult.
The highways of America.
Yes, you
all
bet.
All day, every day, getting stuff to us, taking stuff for us. They are the lifeblood of America, and they deal with dumb drivers all day long.
And sometimes, unfortunately, many times because of those dumb drivers, there's accidents. And the big loads are spilled on the highways of America.
They may be lost, but they are never forgotten. They will always be big loads in our hearts, Dave.
This is our tribute.
We pause to remember those whose work is done. Sadly, a few were taken from us much too soon with their best yet to come. Though they may be gone, they leave us a legacy that is eternal.
You can see traffic finally moving again. That's after a semi-truck overturned. Well, that semi overturned about 6:30 this morning, spilling piles of soybeans. News 4 still working to learn what caused the wreck. This is a closer look at the mess, the big mess left behind today.
Did you leave the darkness with us?
All lanes of 75 North have reopened after a semi crashed this afternoon. Tonight we have learned that the driver was trying to change lanes when another car cut him off. And when he swerved, the weight in the semi shifted and the truck tipped over. The back end of the truck was resting on a guardrail. Investigators tell us the white substance that spilled out is a liquid plastic and is not hazardous. No one was hurt.
Leanne, what a sight.
Oh, what a sight indeed. Hundreds of shoes just like this one strewn all over this exit ramp. And it took a couple of hours to get that truck not only uprighted, but to scoop up all those shoes with a tractor and get them out of the roadway. Luckily, they've done that. We're told by the driver that these were all collected as part of a charity.
I thank God for this. You know what I mean? Nobody got hurt. And I didn't have no car behind me. I got blessed. You know what I mean?
Motorists in Poland encountered some driving delays after a truck carrying 12 tons of chocolate crashed and spilled along a highway. The truck overturned and spilled out some sweet fillings across six lanes, blocking traffic in both directions. Cleanup crews say as the chocolate hardened, it was very difficult to take care of.
Even oil stains are easier and quicker to remove than smeared chocolate. It's a time-consuming task. Layers of chocolate can only be removed from the tarmac with warm pressure water.
It's Top Stories! Here's what's making news.
I don't know if we need this when it comes to advancements in technology. Don't get me wrong, like I'm all for advancements. I mean, technology has made our lives a lot easier. Caused its fair share of problems as well, but made our lives a lot easier, more convenient. What do you think about paying with your palm?
No.
No?
I don't want companies to have my biometrics.
Yeah. I don't want them to have my thumbprint. Well, they already have our thumbprint, though.
So I know that you don't use a passcode on your phone or anything, but you've never done the thumb thing?
Never. Don't do the face thing. Don't do the thumb thing.
They already have your thumbprint.
They don't. I've never registered my thumb with Apple.
But you've been arrested before, right?
Maybe.
Yes, you've definitely been arrested before.
It's our thumbprints.
It's not like it rolls off your credit after seven years.
No, but there's a difference between law enforcement and, Facebook or somebody else, whoever it may be. And also,
I trust Apple more than I trust the government at this point.
I don't know. It's a tough situation.
Tell me about that, how your phone gets slowed down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Amazon is doing a hand scanning payment technique. And it's launching first in Amazon stores, so they believe other retailers and even competitors could start using it soon. It's unveiling a new biometric technology called Amazon One that allows shoppers to pay at stores by placing their palm over a scanning device when they walk in the door or when they check out. The first time they register to use the tech, a customer will scan their palm and insert their payment card at a terminal. After that, they can just pay with their hand.
We have not, I don't know about you, but I am a lazy son of a bitch.
Yeah, of course.
No.
I don't think paying with a debit card or a credit card is really that much work. And also, I don't want somebody to chop off my hand when they're trying to rob me. I will just give them my wallet instead or poke out an eye. Like, that is not how I want to, like, that is not where I want to go because that's what's going to happen.
That is not what's going to happen. Nobody, you don't have that much money, man.
Well, yeah.
Nobody's going to chop out your eyeball or cut off your hand for $13.
If you start paying with biometric stuff, then that's what how it's going to be, man.
Do you not have your debit card loaded onto your
nope.
phone?
Hang on a second. So you think that somebody is going to walk into a Whole Foods with a severed hand
they're
and
gonna
pay for their groceries?
They're going to pretend my hand is their hand. They're going to have a long sleeve.
They're
going to
have a long sleeve. Sir, your fake hand is dripping blood all over. It's only $40. Yeah.
No, that's beet juice. We're in a Whole Foods.
Gross.
So, maybe going too far, maybe not. But I mean, you really don't have anything loaded on your phone.
Nope.
So bizarre.
That's super convenient. Like if you go for a run or if you...
Nope, I'll bring my wallet.
If you accidentally forget your wallet. You've done that before. You had a turn around. I don't know. You just told us a story like the other day that...
No, I thought I forgot my wallet. I did.
Oh.
All right.
Because I'm an adult and I bring my wallet everywhere
This is technically my wallet now. My phone is my wallet.
Well, yeah. And if somebody steals your phone, you're going to get robbed senseless.
You are just...
Oh, wait. So people would be doing the same thing with phones... As well, then, right?
That is happening.
Okay, so has that happened to you?
Not me, because I'm a grown ass man. I will slap you with a severed hand I've stolen
no,
from somebody.
No, I've never been robbed.
Stole your phone.
Oh, because crime hasn't happened.
My girlfriend's
to you.
Phone has been stolen. Yes. Yeah.
Did they use it to steal her money out of her accounts?
They attempted to.
Were they able to?
No,
they were not.
Because crime hasn't happened to you doesn't mean it doesn't exist.
You have to have passwords.
No, of course that's not how it works. I'm saying.
Gotcha.
Have we heard of this rash of people like stealing people's phones?
Yeah, phones get stolen all the time.
Dave.
If I could just finish my sentence,
then maybe you'd know where I was going with it.
Oh, my gosh.
Mahoney doesn't even have a passcode on his phone.
Yeah, your phone would get stolen and all your things.
You're the one that's most vulnerable. You don't even have a passcode on your phone.
Oh, what, are you going to steal my photos? Cool.
Yeah, all of your information, actually.
None of my information's on there.
You have social media on your phone.
My social, you're going to log into my Facebook? Cool. Go do it.
Which is connected to your bank account sometimes. You can send money through Facebook nowadays.
I would never do that. My phone, the second my phone would get stolen, I would...
Almighty Mahoney.
You can log out of all of your social.
I do.
If we just listen to Mahoney's guy. Don't worry, your phone's never getting stolen. Crime doesn't exist.
Of course crime exists.
Not in Dave Fair's America.
I'm just saying that you're talking about people chopping your hand off
that's
to go buy something from Amazon.
As if you've never seen a movie ever about the future.
Yes, I've seen a movie before.
That's right.
Oh, you're exhausted.
You act like life doesn't imitate art. We're living in Black Mirror right now, man.
We are. That is fact.
Yep.
I will side on Mahoney with you.
Soon
to
be weekend at Bernie's, though, if this palm thing goes through. Because everyone's just going to be walking around with dead people.
That's
just
right.
Throwing their hands everywhere.
Zombieland.
Seeing if they still got something on the account.
Where's Jonathan Silverman when we need him?
So happiness starts at 47 years old.
No, it doesn't.
An economist notes that after examining 500,000 people in 132 countries, he's pinpointed the exact age when the majority of people in developed parts of the world start to feel the most miserable. And it's 47.2. But then after that, up. So it's a happiness curve. Every lifetime has a U-shaped happiness curve. A few months into 47, people realize that 50, a scary milestone birthday, is almost upon them. And it's often that a potential scenario is more stressful than a literal one. He said the happiness curve means that you'll rebound from the sadness in your late 40s and ease into something approaching contentment in your 50s and beyond.
Oh, so we can look forward to contentment.
Yes, you can
after
be,
47.
You can be content.
Cool.
They don't even say happy in this happy
contentment.
Study.
Contentment.
Well, how am I supposed to be happy with only one hand, son of a bitch?
Maybe they're having some kind of transmitting trouble. Why don't we phone the station?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail. 833-YO-DUMMY. Again, 833-YO-DUMMY.
Please leave a message after the tone.
If a police officer ever pulls you over, it would be nice to have a fresh bouquet of flowers next to you. That way, when they ask why you were speeding, you can just hand it to them and, like, say, I wanted to bring these to you.
Message deleted.
There's no, like, surefire way to get out of a ticket ever, except for during the times when my wife has been very pregnant, because I'm like, hey, if we get pulled over, just pretend like you're going into labor.
Oh, that's perfect.
But otherwise, yeah, there's no way out of it, right? It used to be tell them that you have to poop. The only way out of a ticket is just be nice. Just don't be a jerk.
And even then, I'm not even trying to get out of it. I'm just, yeah, just being,
you're just being a nice person.
Nice, yeah. Polite.
They're doing their job. You are probably
I'm
going
to take this to a lawyer to get it fixed anyway. So yeah. Whatever. Yes, it sucks. But I, yes, 100% I was speeding.
Yeah. Those, like, those, I know, those people like, who are a-holes to the cops when they pull them over when they were definitely speeding.
If I was like, going 4 miles an hour over the limit,
right.
That's a different story.
Bugger off.
But I'm going usually 15.
Yeah, but if you're going 18 miles over the limit, you get pulled over, you're like, you got me.
Yep.
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 Sorry.
Yep. That was me.
Man.
Good job.
Audrey starts crying. She always starts crying. Does it ever work? Do they ever let you out?
No,
it still never works.
Especially when it's women cops, because they're just toughen up.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Can we do a blooper reel on the presidential debate, please?
Message deleted.
No. So for those of you that are new to the show, we do something called the blooper reel, which is all of our not so great moments from throughout the week, all of the times that we screw up, we stumble all over ourselves, whatever it may be. No, the entire presidential debate was a blooper. It was the most.
Start to finish.
I mean, I saw some of like the instant polls for like how people were reacting to the presidential debate when it happened on Tuesday, and the vast majority of people had one answer. There was like some that were like 16-17% felt more informed, you know, because there's some policy things. 69% of people said
nice.
They were annoyed.
Nice.
Annoyed.
Nice. Nice. We're going to avoid politics. There's enough places for you to get your political fix. We're just going to stick to the dong jokes here.
Yeah, and we'll encourage you to vote, obviously, because voting is important.
It's important.
But we're not going to tell you who you should be voting for, how you should think, because does anyone else ever want to hear that?
Read an article.
We're at this point in life where the last thing that the world needs is another blowhard talking about politics.
No.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Dave Mahoney, maybe Ian, I have a male-focused question for you. At what age does a man get his chair? You know how every old man seems to have his chair. When do I get mine? Also, do I choose the chair or does the chair choose me?
Message deleted.
Man, this is a really important question.
So, Mahoney, I don't know if you feel the same way, but I feel like I have given up too much ground where I don't know if I'll ever have a chair.
Because it doesn't match the aesthetic of your house.
Right. So the wife has designed everything, and rightfully so, because she's got an eye for that. I do not. Our house looks very nice, thanks exclusively to her. But the idea of me introducing a chair that primarily is for comfort, secondly for convenience. Does it have a little thing that holds the remote controls? And is there a cup holder?
Some of them have coolers in them now.
that's what I mean, is that they've taken the chair / recliner, even the couch comfort to a whole new level. But I don't know if I'll ever be entitled to a chair. Do you think that you will be able to ever get a chair?
You got to claim your space. I've got my office / man area of my house. So that's where the chair would be. It would not go into the living room, obviously. It would not go into the bedroom.
Well, it's totally pointless then. Like, if it doesn't go in the living room.
But do you not have a man cave or like a dude area?
No, I have an office.
You need to convert that into a man cave, though. Because
what am I going to sit in there by myself?
Yes.
I mean, no, I want the chair for at night when the wife and I are watching TV together.
Oh, no, you're going to get tired of that.
I just don't want to touch.
You got all the kids running around. You're going to need quiet, man.
Yeah, you're going to resent that chair if you put it in the living room.
Guys, like, there's no chance of the kids being up running around and me being locked in my office by myself in my man cave while the wife is just beholden to taking care of the children.
Well, I mean,
while I have my feet up drinking my cold ass drink out of my cooler that's built into my recliner.
Okay, this is a fantasy at this point.
What are you guys talking about?
Okay, no, but there's rooms.
0% chance that happens.
There's rooms. Or does that not happen? Because neither of us have kids anymore, though.
Dave's
so
not,
is that, Dave, would those be usually be playrooms for kids?
Maybe. Dave is just not worthy of a lazy boy, and I think that's what it is. That chair will not choose him.
Nope.
Hold on a second here. You don't have a lazy boy. I don't want to hear it from you.
I've got a Herman Miller chair in my office.
I have a Herman Miller chair in my office.
That's right.
What is a Herman Miller chair?
The best chair in the world.
No.
On the market.
No,
it's got a lot of lumbar support.
Good lumbar support. Great color. Great leather.
What color are they generally?
I'm joking. I found my chair in the dumpster like a couple of months ago, and my girlfriend makes me keep it outside.
You go out there and sit by yourself?
Every single night.
My man.
Every weekday morning from 6 to 10, the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show.
Here's what's making news.
So if you're a parent and you feel like you have it kind of rough right now, you are not alone. Georgetown University did a study. A poll found that 74% of households with children that made less than $100,000 a year are reporting serious financial problems right now. And you think about all of the things that are connected to that, right? I mean, first off, huge job losses all over the place for people. And then for people that still have their jobs, that's also a huge pain in the ass right now because you've got the kids at home, probably.
Most likely.
You're trying to school them while also doing a job. And if you're lucky, you're able to do it remotely. You don't feel lucky because you're trying to do your damn work. Meanwhile, there's kids all over the place that have all kinds of needs. And you're trying to take care of them because you care more about your kids and your job, but you also don't want to lose your job. Or you're in the situation where you go, okay, I have a job that I actually physically have to be at. I can't do all this remote stuff. Then there's lots of those jobs out there.
Now, what do I do with my kids?
What do I do with my kids? And so now I either have to find a way to split time with my significant other where we're kind of tag teaming it, or we have to hire somebody to be there, or we just have to trust that the kids are old enough at this point to look out for themselves. Yep.
And do their schoolwork.
Tough. There is no good answer here. So stressed out parents at home, no school to escape to, lack of in-person interaction with their friends. Children have fewer ways to cope with their circumstances as well. Of the 600 parents who responded, 60% say they've lost income due to job loss or reduced work hours. Yep. Half said they were struggling to afford food. Half.
That is horrible.
25% say they've been depressed since this all started. 16% reported yelling or snapping at their kids, which is heartbreaking.
It really is.
Yeah. This is maybe one of the weirdest times in our lives. You know, you think of 9/11. You think everything that went down there, you know, and that was weird. But it didn't feel like it was weird for... You know, it was the first couple of months. You didn't know what was going on. And we're, you know, on month 6-7 now.
Well, the unknown is the really tough part. Like with 9/11, you're like, okay, terrorist attack. Who are we mad at?
You
go
know
get them.
What it is, right? There's a black and white issue happening in front of you.
Meanwhile,
absolutely.
There's still a whole bunch of people saying that all of this is fake. And all these parents that are living through it are like, sure as hell is not fake. Can we wrap this up? Everyone please do their part?
At least fake for me and mine. You know what I mean?
Right.
Not even necessarily like
for those of you that don't know, Audrey and her husband both had COVID. Yeah.
So, I mean, we had COVID and you know, and my husband's also a teacher, so he's going through all of the, and your wife is a principal.
Distance
and
learning.
You have kids
that
were working from home. So for us in this room, all of those things are very real for all of us.
Minus the kids for us.
Yeah.
But no, we all have very different lives, right? Outside of doing the radio show together, but it's affected all of us in different ways, but it's significantly affected all of us, you know? And then you think about people who are stuck in a position right now where they're wondering where their next meal's coming from.
And that's awful.
And then
the holidays.
And then you start going, I shouldn't be feeling sorry for myself.
Yeah.
Because everyone's going through it right now, and a lot of people have it worse. And a lot of very responsible, hardworking people
who have done nothing wrong.
Exactly.
Yep. It is. Yeah. So basically, what we're saying, we're awful. Let's help our neighbors in need.
Donate
to your local food bank.
That's a pretty good sentiment.
Yep.
Kind of regardless of what the day is or what the year is. But definitely right now, if you have a little bit of extra, instead of getting you them new kicks, I don't know. Look out for somebody else.
I mean, there's a lot of really good food banks all across the country, and they do a lot with a little. You know, I'm amazed that how many of these food banks can take a dollar.
You buy three meals for a dollar. It's unbelievable.
$1.
It's unreal. Yeah. So flights to nowhere are a thing. And we talked about this a couple of weeks ago when the story first came out. Now there's more flights to nowhere. Why on earth would anyone do this?
So annoying.
So people just get on a flight. It doesn't go anywhere. And then they land back where they started.
I feel like these are the same type of people who take like the fake vacation photos.
Yeah, like you're in front of a green screen right now. That's not even
a
real cruise ship.
You photoshopped yourself onto a beach. Or you tagged yourself somewhere. Even though you're inside, you can see no like real landmarks, and you've tagged yourself in Bora Bora.
Well, you've seen that these influencers are actually getting outed right now, right?
Down in L.A.?
For faking that they're getting on a PJ. And it's just like one of those experience areas.
PJ like private jet?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Like a private jet. So they're just like
I don't live in that world. When you say PJ, I instantly think peanut butter and jelly. I get kind of hungry.
I like
BJ.
As a married guy, that didn't even register either. That was way over my head.
Dave and Mahoney. Back with more. Thanks to the 2-minute promise. Never playing more than 2 minutes of commercials at a time is what we do. All to 107.5.
So what is the thing that you probably experienced a little bit too early in life? At the time, you were like, oh no, I got it all figured out, right? I mean, when you're 18-19 years old, even when you're probably 14-15, you're like, I don't need no advice from no stinking
adults.
I know what's up. Melissa said, I rear-ended another car at 15 years old on my learner's permit with no adult in the car.
Oh no.
Do you even have insurance at that point?
Not if you're 15, you don't. Well, I think they'd put you on as
your
like
parents.
A, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Elena said, had my first baby at 17.
You know what, though? Everybody's got one of those stories that they know somebody who knows somebody. Maybe if it's even you, but I bet that you love that baby and it was perfect for you at the time. You know what I mean? Like,
I'm sure it was terrible at the time, actually, and that now...
it's great.
It's great.
It's old
but,
enough.
Yeah, trying to deal with the responsibilities of a child. It's
when you're 17, 18 years old like
40
you.
And I'm like... You know.
Oh, I mean, same. I'm almost 30, and I'm like,
yeah.
We're trying, but every day.
I don't want to overcommit here.
Audrey and I have responsible significant others. We're like,
I'm three kids in, and I'm like, I don't know.
So true.
Mandy said, I started drinking booze at 12, and then she put hashtag small town life, hashtag nothing better to do. I
mean, hashtag small town life.
It's either
a real thing.
What else you got to do?
Yeah. Booze, drugs, or sex, man, in small towns most of the time.
Or Candyland, I guess, is what you're supposed to be doing at 12. You know, like Monopoly,
well,
board
12,
games,
but
Jumanji,
you know, I mean, like,
the board game.
When did you guys start drinking? I'm not
like,
just talking
serious?
About like the single first drink. Like, when did you actually
16?
Start drinking? 16 for you, Audrey?
But yeah, I think we were partying freshman year, so like 15.
15?
Yeah. 15,
Ian?
16.
You're talking like regularly drinking.
Yeah, not just like a sip of some dude's beer or whatever, but yeah, like actually like regularly having drinks. Like, I want to go out and party tonight.
14 with the Red Dogs. Yeah.
Like freshman year, right?
See, yeah. I was so sheltered. It wasn't until my freshman year of college that I really started.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, that's when you're supposed to.
Yeah. That's not a bad thing, Dave.
Yeah, we're all horrible.
We're terrible.
Made so many bad and like really sketchy decisions.
So stupid.
At that age, you know? Like, my parents didn't drink, really. There was never like booze in my
Same.
House.
Yeah.
Ever. So it's like the first time you get around it, it was at my buddy's 16th birthday party. And drank a half a bottle of Seagram 7.
Also, does it seem strange, like when you think back on? Because my parents never had alcohol in the house. Yours didn't. Nope. Ian, yours, I assume, maybe did.
My mother did.
Your mom did. Okay, yes.
But she wouldn't let you take her booze. So, she would have known.
I would have. I took it anyways.
But
you just got in trouble.
Three out of the four of us, our parents had no booze in the house. Like, I think about, and maybe it's just who I've chosen to be friends with, but. All my friends drink. Like
all of them,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, and maybe it's just like people will age out of it as they get a little bit older. But I think about, you know, when we were growing up, you know, when my parents were my age,
yeah,
they weren't drinking at all.
No.
It just seems foreign to me that, and maybe times have just changed, but it seems like a lot of people that I talk to, the story
no,
is.
No, our friends are just degenerates.
Is that what it
that's
is?
That's what it is.
Is it really?
All my friends are getting sober now.
I think that that's
the
on the big
right
thing
now.
Is yeah. that everybody's getting like sober living. Well, we're all getting older too. I think that I party probably more when I was younger than I
it's,
do now.
But it's the difference between partying and drinking. Like,
and I'm not even talking about like throwing ragers or like getting a hammer, but like having, you know, a few bottles of wine and a liquor cap.
Yeah, if Dave comes over on a weekday and we're smoking cigars, chances are we're going to have a couple of beverages, you know, a couple of bourbons to go with that.
That's a party
in my
brain
now. Yeah.
Yeah,
you're talking about yesterday?
Yeah, but that may have happened yesterday.
Guillermo said, shoplifting at 10 years old, stole a Micro Machines car, snatched straight from the package, put in my pocket, walked home. I live 7 minutes walking distance from the store. I checked on Google Maps. But I mean, look, Guillermo, if you're going to shoplift at 10, Micro Machines, way to go.
Did you guys ever try to get away with shoplifting
thing to
something?
Steal. Oh, yeah. I got arrested for shoplifting.
I never stole anything intentionally from a store. I was with a friend who got busted at a grocery store for stealing pogs. And if
pogs.
You don't know what pogs are.
Oh, man.
Like, what a ridiculous thing to get
What's
busted.
What's a pog?
So they're these little paper.
Stupid toys.
That have a. They're these little paper circles that have, you know, whatever. Could be Ninja Turtles, could be cartoons, could be just
like
designs.
The most worthless
thing
ever.
25 cents.
Yeah. And then you would play a game where you had this heavier pog and you would slam it on it called a slammer, and if you flipped them over you got to keep them.
We
so.
Didn't have the internet when we were younger.
What an
okay?
old person's game. What is this? It's like Jax.
Pretty much.
It was the 90s versions of Jax. For real.
And speaking of experiencing things too young, Melissa on Facebook at Dave Mahoney said, I found my dad's porn stash when I was 7. Oops.
What'd you do with it?
Listen live on demand on the radio.com app and follow at Dave and Mahoney.
So, Ian, you happened to mention off air there while we were playing that song that you have a story yourself about finding some adult content when you were young.
And then revisiting that little stash for probably about a year. I was chasing my cat in my house, and she went under the bed, so I went under the bed as well. Found myself a stack of about 5 or 6 magazines.
What kind of magazines?
They were very adult magazines.
They weren't just like
the Hustler,
I'm talking like the CD shop, you know, I mean, the bad part of town that has like the one-off issues.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, my.
Ooh. Yeah, sorry, Dad. and that's how I learned about female anatomy.
Yeah.
Interesting.
We used to go, like, when we were young, Dave and I have a similar shared experience. Like, there would be like a magazine or like the back of an adult video box that was in the woods somewhere that had been rained on 100 times, and that you couldn't bring it home because if your mom found it or your dad
literally had like some magazines buried in the woods.
Yes.
And you'd know where they are, and then you'd go back and you'd undig them.
The
pages were all stuck together. Yeah. And there's leaves in there.
What a weird time.
It's a weird time.
That is a weird time. Like, because now you could just pull up your phone and just have everything at your fingertips.
Yep. So this one is... You ready for this? I don't think anyone's ready for this. Got a, we'll call it big jet, when I was 9 from my cousin.
Oh my
God. Yes, no. We lived in Missouri.
Oh my God. What?
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 Are you okay now?
Yeah. Like, is that traumatizing? Somebody?
You know?
How's Thanksgiving?
Insane. Ray said got my first tattoo at the age of 2.
What?
Let's back it up. So we're talking about things that you experience way too early in life, just in general, right? And some of these stories, got a tattoo at 2. My mom was getting one done by some dude in the kitchen that poked me with the tattoo machine because my baby self kept reaching for everything. That's right. I became a badass at 2.
That's some straight cred.
It's not like a real tattoo.
Got
right?
A teardrop.
Like a little dot on his face.
That hurts.
Oh my goodness.
Call CPS.
Yes. Yeah. For real,
holy
though.
Cow. Like, I know we've come a long way in the tattoo world, but a kitchen tattoo, never a good idea. Like, if it's your friend who's doing a tattoo on you in the kitchen, that's never going to turn
Guarantee
out good.
He's not wearing gloves either during that.
Of course not.
Yeah. I feel like that's hepatitis waiting to happen.
Yes. Speaking of gloves, this one actually came up on our socials, at Nick Mahoney. I got my sheriff's and health card, which sheriff's card, is that you have to have that? I never did. Okay, health card. Whenever I was in 3rd grade to work in my family's restaurant. So he was working in the kitchen.
In third grade? Hell yeah, put that kid to work.
Rhino Man on our chat said, pierced my own ear at 13, no permission.
With an ice cube.
You ice it down and then you just jam an ear through there.
I was a badass. I went to Claire's.
Had
my mom take me.
Hold my hand.
I had a peace sign earring.
A peace sign.
Call or text the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show anytime at 833-YO-DUMMY.
So what's something that you experienced way too early in life? On social media, at Dave and Mahoney as well. This one from Monique. Drink like there's no tomorrow from when we were 15 years old. Grew up on the border back in the 90s. You just cross over into Juarez, Mexico, which, as you know, fairly dangerous, and pay $20 for something called Drink and Drown. It's exactly what it sounds like. All the drinks that you want for $20 for the whole night. Get sloshed before you walk back across with all your friends. That's what we did for our senior ditch day. At 15 years old, you were doing that?
I mean, senior, you're a little bit older.
No,
than
she
that,
said but... that she was doing it from 15, though. So they also did it on their senior ditch day. But can you imagine having a 15-year-old daughter, and she's just going to cross over into Juarez to get blackout drunk and just see what happens?
The 90s were a different time, though.
It really was the
80s, the 90s. I mean, like, we have gotten way more, protective and nervous over the years. You know, but because, like, we used to go play when we were kids for hours. My parents had no clue. They wouldn't hear from us for, like, 8 hours. You're just gone.
Out in the forest.
Hockey.
Yeah.
Yeah, out in the forest looking at half-torn porn boxes.
Gina said, my dad let me smoke a cigar at 12, almost coughed up a lung.
I feel like that's...
No, I'm not going to make my kids smoke a carton of cigarettes.
No. I'm saying, but like if they take a drag off a cigar, like that, I feel like that is...
Shut it down real quick?
Yeah. If they ask.
Yeah.
This one actually came up on our socials as well, at David Mahoney, and I'm curious if you guys have that one movie that scars you for life because you saw it way too early. This one came in from Brian Stevens saying that the movie Child's Play, I saw it way too early.
Oh, yeah.
Same, yeah. Same.
Like, mine was Scream.
When did that come out? When did Child's Play, the original Child's Play, come out?
While you're looking that up, Kyle said, played doctor with a girl in kindergarten, didn't know they didn't have wieners.
That's one way to find out.
You got
to
learn. The original Child's Play came out in 1988, so I was 7. Yeah, I remember seeing that, and it scaring the hell out of me. And one of my friends had one of those, not like, it wasn't the Chucky doll, but it was like whatever they were called, like My Buddies.
Yeah.
Or whatever. That
the Raggedy Ann
My
things?
Buddy, my buddy. My buddy and me.
That's right.
Yeah.
Also, kids' toy commercials. Why do we have those anymore? The jingles?
Oh, they exist. You just don't have children to see it.
Yeah. They still exist?
Yeah, they're like on kids' YouTube now.
Oh, yeah.
Because I like that thing that looked like Saturn that you jumped on, that ball. You know what I'm talking about?
Everyone had one of those. No one used it.
I tried.
Yeah, I know.
But
everyone tried.
I always roll my ankle.
Fall off.
But that had a good theme song, too.
Michelle said, depending on the age, we all witnessed something way too young for me. It was watching the Challenger explode live in first grade. And for my brother, he watched 9/11 unfold when he was in first grade. Like, that's the sort of thing where you're like, man. Like, as a parent, too, like, how do you even have that conversation? You're not prepared for it.
Right? I mean, even as an adult, how do you explain?
Because you can't.
Because it's such a something of such large magnitude that our dumb brains can't wrap around it.
Marissa said, I plucked one eyebrow off too much at 12 years old, and it has never grown back.
Oh, no, honey. I'm sorry.
No.
You just tattoo them on now at this point?
Yeah, you can do that. But, I mean, it fades away. I'll never understand that.
Kenneth said, my father put me in a drinking contest when I was 8. I won, blacked out for the first time in my life, didn't get sober until I was 32.
I feel like we need to have some interventions with some of these people.
I feel like that's child abuse. Like, that's child abuse.
1,000% is child abuse. Like, terrible. It's one thing to, like, have your, you take a drink of your dad's beer, and then you're like, oh, God,
that's
awful.
It's awful.
And it is always awful.
Your dad putting you in a drinking contest when you're 8, that is
everybody
child abuse.
Okay?
Child abuse.
And okay.
This one is kind of a multi-tier one here from Kelsey. Okay, here's mine. I drove for the first time when I was 9. Didn't crash, though. Got married at 18. Had a baby at 19. Divorced by 20.
Whoo.
At least you got it all out of the way.
Yeah, right?
Son of love it. Mother. It's bleeped. Bull.
Nothing that's being said in any of these clips is dirty whatsoever, but your perverted mind is going to ruin it all, Audrey.
Every time.
It's trying to avoid the distraction here. So just cutting through all of the distraction of what you think you're hearing when really nothing dirty is being talked about. I'm going to give you the setup for what it can be, and then I'll play you the audio, and then I'll give you a multiple choice, and then you have to make your guess. Ring in by saying your name. So Mahoney, you versus Audrey. Feel free to play along if you're watching in the chat or if you're listening along. 833-YO-DUMMY if you want to shoot us a text. First one here is Snoop Dogg, and we all know that Snoop Dogg loves him some Martha Stewart, right? Just like you, Mahoney.
They are a modern-day odd couple. I love the play, the banter between these two.
So Snoop Dogg is talking about what dish of his is his favorite that Martha makes. Let's have a listen.
I like that. Like, I took it home and like 4 days after, too, with some of that. That old that you can, you know, 5 days later. But she's a great.
Wow, that is no way to talk about Martha Stewart Snoop.
So he's talking about her, A, ham, B, lasagna, C, brownies.
Audrey.
Oh, God, it's so hard.
I'm going to go Mahoney on this
I thought I heard the M first, yeah.
That's right. M for Martha, M for Mahoney. That is B, he is talking about her lasagna.
That's what I was going to guess, too. Okay. Oh, gosh, it's going to be 5 days later, he wants to eat it.
He wants to eat her ham or her brownies?
I mean, brownies aren't good after 5 days, right? Ah, I'm going to go brownies, I don't know.
No, man.
No, dude.
Oh, he's talking about her ham. He's talking about her ham.
Is that code for something?
Yes.
I hope so.
Yeah, it is.
I guess ham could hold up for 5 days.
Sure it could.
Martha's ham? I would think lasagna, though, would be
the best. Lasagna would be the best. I mean, when you think about food that's the best multiple days after the fact, lasagna.
Yeah, pasta that the sauce soaks in.
Sometimes better that way.
Okay.
All right, here we go to number 2. No points awarded just yet. Chris Stapleton, what is he explaining? Chris Stapleton, popular country singer, trying to figure out what he is explaining.
Growing up where I did in Eastern Kentucky, you know, a lot of my friends, and I have a lot of fond memories of going and on those farms and on those farms. So that's why I'm here. That's, you know, that's why it's important to me to.
I agree.
Oh, boy.
I completely agree.
Yeehaw, you know.
Throwing it back. Chris Stapleton, what is he explaining? A, why he is not touring. B, why he is playing Farm Aid. C, why he acts the way he does.
Audrey.
Audrey first.
He's playing Farm Aid.
Farm Aid, correct.
Audrey on the board.
That was too easy.
Well done.
Shut your mouth.
Easy.
Should have
said your name faster. All right, so this final one, this is a YouTuber turned a TV star, and you're trying to figure out what's going on in this clip, okay? Trying to figure out what's going on in this clip.
I'm about to be by the giant.
Ah! Oh my gosh, it's so much worse than a. It's a different pain than any.
Wait, Ian, is that Fred?
Fred. No, that is not Fred.
Oh,
Fred.
Okay.
Fred. Who's Fred?
What? I don't know.
All right.
I'm trying to think of any other YouTuber who went into the movie.
I know who this is.
I think Mahoney knows.
All right. Is he A, being bit by a baby crocodile? B, being stung by an insect? C, being bit by a snapping turtle? Mahoney.
He's being by an insect. That is the Coyote Ugly, whatever that guy's name is. Right?
Coyote Peterson. Coyote Ugly is a bar.
Whatever.
Is that where the chicks just wear the yes. chaps and have their butts out?
That's where Sally works, yeah. Right.
So Mahoney, you get a full point there. Audrey also has a full point. Audrey wins.
Audrey!
Coyote Peterson now makes $300,000 a month.
$300,000 a month?
Stung by insects.
Yep.
Really?
Still not worth it.
Stupid.
Nope. Still not worth it.
Yeah, still a pass on that.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show.
So this is a pretty wild story. I don't know if you guys have seen this floating around the past couple of days, but Subway's bread is no longer bread. When I first saw it, I'm like, what?
Is it fake bread?
What does it even mean? So Ireland's Supreme Court just weighed in on this.
Okay.
And they ruled that the bread is too sugary to legally qualify as bread.
Why so much sugar in everything?
Out of
Why
all the
so
things
much sugar?
That I thought
it's addicting.
I know, but of
and
all the things that I thought would have too much sugar, I would have put Subway's bread pretty low on the totem pole, right?
I think so, but I mean, what was it back in the 90s? They, when everything was like, fat is so bad for you, and then they just replaced the fat with sugar, and now we're all grossly addicted to sugar.
Yeah. Well, fats aren't even that, whatever.
I know, it's a different, it's
different topic for a different day, but I mean, it's quite freaky how you could just like dump a bunch of sugar in there, then not tell you, and then all of a sudden it's like, oh, it's not even bread anymore.
Copper in our chat asked, aren't there more important things for the Irish Supreme, or excuse me,
Irish Supreme Court.
Yeah, the Irish Supreme Court to be looking at? I don't think so. And actually, one of the reasons they're doing that is because Subway was trying to get out of paying taxes, because in Ireland, which I didn't know this, but they pay lower taxes on staple foods. And in a lot of countries, you don't pay any tax on staple foods. Staple foods being eggs, milk, bread, grains, those sorts of things that are, you know, generally considered to be pretty decent for you. So I found that to be very interesting. So I'm actually glad the Irish Supreme Court weighed in on this and actually kind of opened my eyes to how much sugar is in those sub sandwiches.
I'm glad you explained that, because I was having a hard time understanding what this was all about. But in deciding whether or not to give the fast food chain a tax break for serving a staple food, the 5-judge panel ruled that the bread's sugar to flour content is roughly 5 times too high to qualify, according to the Irish Independent. 5 times.
That is absolutely insane. Yep. And then not only is it sugar, it's also a carb, so your body is going into straight overload. And I feel like you should tell people straight up if you're putting that much sugar in your food.
Well,
imagine being like a diabetic. You eat one sandwich of theirs, and then all of a sudden you're going, you need to pump yourself full of insulin. You're wondering why. That's crazy.
This is an interesting story. They're saying thanks to the pandemic, the front porch is having a new golden age.
I love a front porch.
So it depends where you live in the country. I mean, some places, like when I lived in South Carolina, the front porches were all over the place.
Same
right?
In Missouri for me.
Yeah, I mean, like front porches were a thing. But I mean, depending on where you live, I have a hard time seeing how, like, people aren't just going to start adding front porches, are they, to like houses that don't come with them?
You could.
Depends on what not if you got an HOA.
Yeah, I guess
adds value to the home.
I love a front porch. I feel like I had a friend who had a front porch that was the width of his entire house. And it was the greatest, like, we would just hang
out
there.
Like, when you see those beach houses that have, like, the wraparound porches that go all the way around back, and you have a barbecue, and then on the side they have something cool, and then the front porch with the rocking chairs and the swing, and,
But why are they saying the front porch is making a comeback?
Because of the pandemic, right? People are spending more time at home, and they are also social distancing, but you can hang out on your front porch. Yeah, you could bring, like, a little cooler out there. You could do some people watching, but you could also converse with people as they're like passing by, but at a safe social distance. And so they actually priced it out, and they said that if you wanted to add a porch, a 300 square foot model will set you back a median of $21,000, which seems really expensive, doesn't it?
That does seem really expensive.
Yeah, but for a lifelong living in your home.
But who lives in their home for their lives anymore?
I mean, I don't know. I've been in my house for like 8 years.
That's 8 years, though.
Yeah, that's like a fourth of my life.
A fourth?
It is.
Come on, man. Stay positive.
You're not 32, man.
Close enough.
Math is
I don't want to go. I don't want to go up to a fifth. So 20% of my life, that's still a long time.
20% of your current life. I'm saying like in your adult life, it's a small piece of it, hopefully, assuming that you make it to
housing prices gone up too much. I can't afford to buy another house.
That's fair enough. Speaking of houses, Jenny Wilson really needs to burn her house down. She was in her sunroom when she spotted a foot-long baby snake slithering around. But the reason why this has made headlines is because she noticed the reptile was a two-headed snake.
Oh,
she called
creepy.
Her son-in-law. I'm not crazy, guys. He's got two heads. When he got there, he said, "He does have two heads, don't he?" That's the quote.
Well, you were right, Jenny.
All right.
Wilson turned the snake, which she named Double Trouble, over to a local science center, which has confirmed it was a non-venomous rat snake.
Ugh.
But if there is a two-headed snake slithering around your house, especially a rat snake, I think that's got to be an omen.
Also,
right?
Like, what a crappy name for, like, if you're that snake, I mean, you've got both of, like, the things that we associate with douchebags, like rats and snakes, but you are somehow a super rat snake with two heads?
Yeah, like, if
you're a two-faced rat snake!
That's illegal to call somebody that in 14 states.
Glitz. Glamour. Fame. Scandal. Weight loss tea? It's Pop Trash!
So, a big fan of that show Yellowstone. It's on the Paramount Network. You can, watch it on online as well.
The Peacock app.
Peacock picked it up exactly. It's a good show. It's really well done. So, if you're not familiar, Paramount Network used to be Spike TV, and then it changed. And they've actually had a couple of good shows. There was that Waco show that they did it was called Waco. That was very well done. That was a good series. But Yellowstone has been kind of like the staple for them. It's winning all kinds of awards. Super popular. But the showrunner just confirmed that the series is going to be ending. So it's a modern Western, if you're not familiar. If you like Sons of Anarchy, we were talking about this earlier. It's kind of like Sons of Anarchy, where there's like so much bad stuff happening every
horses
given day.
Horses instead of motorcycles, though?
Pretty much. Very, very similar. But if you're a fan of Sons of Anarchy, you'd like Yellowstone. And what's great is that it's three seasons in, and I've watched all three seasons. I think it's fantastic. I'm kind of bummed to hear that Yellowstone is going to be coming to a close, but they're not saying that it's necessarily going to be ending like next season or anything.
But they have an ending for it, which is good.
Yeah. Like you want a show that has an ending
inside.
Like
Breaking Bad.
Breaking Bad, and it was the perfect amount of seasons, too.
Yep.
I think whenever you overstep like six and you get into 7, 8, 9s, then it get a little lazy on the writing.
They do get lazy because they've already made so much money. And
you've written every, you know.
And some of the writers, especially the good ones, leave to go on to other projects and things like that.
Daytime soap operas are so cheesy.
Exactly.
Nothing else
they've
write
been
about.
On for 70 years.
Well, nothing else bad can happen that hasn't already happened. So this last season actually did exceptionally well for them. And I don't know if that's because of the pandemic that's going on and more people are just cooped up. But I think a lot of people have discovered the show and are now into the show. My parents love Yellowstone as well. But
I just started watching it.
They did say that there is going to be an ending that they're aware of. They just don't know exactly when it's going to come. So I hope that they, like we said, do this right. Finish the series out well. I would say probably two more seasons, and that would probably be enough.
That's a sweet spot, because right now we're on the end of season three. So,
right, so if you get five seasons out of it, that's a real good run.
Yep.
Like, I feel like Ozark's ending way too soon. They're saying they're saying there's one more season. I could watch Ozark. I could watch five more seasons of that.
No, it would get too ridiculous. Five more seasons.
Oh, it's so good. It hasn't gotten too ridiculous yet, have it?
No, but after like four more seasons, they'd be down in Mexico.
And that's fine. And then you get a whole new spinoff of
Jason Ozark in Mexico.
Jason Bateman anywhere.
Is it counting for the cartel?
I feel like I have such a man crush on Jason Bateman.
Oh, yeah.
He could literally just be sitting there for an entire season counting money, and I'd be like, this is such good counting.
It'd be like the ASMR you've always been wanting.
Finally.
His best work was Teen Wolf 2.
His best work is Ozark, and you haven't watched it yet, which is a travesty.
Teen Wolf 2.
You haven't even seen Ozark today.
I think he put Michael J. Fox to shame, even though I love Michael J. Fox. National treasure.
It's a weird flex to be sitting here like showcasing your knowledge of Teen Wolf 2 when he's been in massively popular Arrested Development.
Oh, yeah.
Great
also,
as a comedian.
Yep. Still Teen Wolf 2 better.
Ozark, great in a dark role.
Still better.
As a man from Missouri, you really should be watching Ozark.
Yeah, maybe it hits a little too close to home, Dave.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. I've spent every summer down at the Ozarks.
For those of you that do watch Ozark, Mahoney very well could be Ruth with just a haircut.
Oh, oh my gosh, yeah. He is Ruth.
Yep, no question.
You don't know F about S, yeah.
So, some really sad news. Chrissy Teigen and John Legend lost their baby.
So sad.
There's some people that are giving her a hard time for being so public about it and posting a picture.
People, you know, on the hospital.
Yeah, let her get her own closure.
And she's also a public figure, and all this has been very public. She talked about when she went into the hospital and everything else. Really touching post. All the people that are on there trolling her because all this nonsense. Awful. You're the worst type of person. But you know, my wife and I, we had a miscarriage, and I've been through that, and it's tough. It's really tough, and a lot of people go through it and don't talk about it because it's something that you don't want to talk about, and it's uncomfortable, and it's incredibly sad. But her talking about it publicly, I think, will give a lot of comfort to those people that have been through that sort of thing and haven't had somebody that they look up to or they respect or that they're even aware of talking about it in such a very real way. I thought the way she showcased her emotions was very much the same feelings that my wife and I went through during that time, both her and John Legend. I think they're a stand-up couple, and them talking about it, I think, is brave during a really, really dark, sad time in their lives. And I'm proud of them for doing it.
Yep, bringing awareness. Normalizing, you know, your sadness and, you know,
like,
the pain
like
that you go through.
20% of pregnancies end with a miscarriage. Like, it's a lot higher number than you think.
For everybody who's also going through that right now, I mean, I know that maybe sometimes going and looking at those pictures, too, could be triggering. So just be prepared because those pictures are really heartbreaking. That
it's
posting.
Her sitting on the side of her bed, like, in the gown.
Pain.
And, like, you can see, it's very real.
It's really sad.
But yeah, it's
sad. She said
it was
baby Jack.
Yeah.
Yep. Little baby Jack. So
sad. Not a huge surprise here. Broadcast ratings slumped to start the new season. They're saying a decrease of 21%. Like, there's lots of people that will talk about the numbers being down for even sports, you know, the NBA or the NFL and everything else. And you're like, well, what about the streaming? I mean, like,
those are way up.
A lot of people, I mean, they're up like 700%.
We are consuming more content now than we have ever in history.
And I mean, the dual screen thing. So my wife and I have been watching that show Outcry on Showtime that you were talking about, Audrey, and fantastic. It's a five. If you like Making a Murderer on Netflix,
the true crime
Outcry
docuseries,
very, very, very interesting. We just finished it last night, but I also had a bet riding on the NBA game.
Yeah, the game last night.
The game last night. So we're sitting there watching Outcry on the television, but then I'm second screening the game, and I feel like there's a lot of that as well. We're consuming more media than we ever have before. It's not just everyone sitting down to watch Johnny Carson like it was back in the day.
Yeah, there was three channels.
One tube TV.
Like, literally, there used to be three channels.
Yeah. Speaking of Showtime, Showtime is dropping a new special on John Belushi. Mahoney, were you a fan of John Belushi back in the day?
Everybody was. I mean, I think John Belushi was one of the greatest comedic minds of the last 100 years. I think the guy was a genius. I think he was a tortured artist, and unfortunately, you know, we lost him. We lost him too soon. But I'm very interested in to see this new look into his life.
Yeah, so there's going to be all sorts of people that are a part of it. So Lorne Michaels is going to be in there, Chevy Chase, Dan Aykroyd, all appearing in the film. It's going to premiere on November 22nd at 9 o'clock Eastern time on Showtime. So Showtime with a new special on John Belushi. And something else that's interesting, AC/DC is doing a reunion.
Really?
Do we need this?
Yeah, so there's been, nostalgia, why not? Yeah, I mean, I don't think we need it, but I like that it's going to be available.
Okay.
The band's co-founder, Malcolm Young, he actually died in 2017 at 64. In 2016, Cliff Williams retired. Brian Johnson quit because he was suffering some issues as well. A year earlier, Rudd pleaded guilty to charges of threatening to kill his personal assistant. There's been a lot of bad stuff that's happened. But now they're saying, all right, let's pull it all together. Let's do a reunion. We don't have a lot of details on it yet, but AC/DC is planning on doing a reunion.
How are they even going to be doing this? Is it just one person who's going to be hiring the rest of the band? Because I thought the one guy went to jail for hiring a hitman.
I think He served 8 months of home detention for the offenses, which doesn't seem like it's enough. But he just threatened to kill. He didn't try to kill.
He threatened
to kill, and then he had illegal drugs.
I don't know. I'm ready for music to be back. You know, I mean, even if it's not, we can't go in person, I'm ready to see live music online, however it may be.
And there's some bands that are actually doing a really good job of that. And honestly, if you can, like, pull up a cooler to, like, in your living room, and you have like
perfect.
A couple of friends.
I prefer to do everything in my life.
VIP section. It cost me $15 for the live stream.
Some guy like me is not sweating on me, so I appreciate that.
I like that your worst fear is that somebody like you is going to be sweating on you.
That's right. I don't want that. I don't
if somebody clones
anybody.
Mahoney, he is going to hate his life.
Maybe they're having some kind of transmitting trouble. Why don't we phone the station?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail. 833-YO-DUMMY. Again, 833-YO-DUMMY.
Please leave a message after the tone.
I am sick and tired of needing something for the house, and my girlfriend immediately jumps on Etsy to see what if they have anything cool. I can't live like this. What happened to Target? Did Target get canceled?
Message deleted.
What's the main thing on Etsy?
Everything. You can find anything on Etsy.
Really?
Like I've actually found myself going down like Etsy holes. It's not just like for your girlfriend. Like as like if you're looking for cool dude stuff, tons of cool stuff.
Give me an example though. Like if you wanted to buy something and you were going to go check Etsy.
Cool bourbon glasses.
Cool bourbon glasses. If I want a bourbon barrel that also doubles as a liquor storage cabinet, they've got it. If I want a...
Really? I don't think I've ever been on Etsy. Hey, Ian, are you an Etsy guy?
I like it for the vintage aspect. I buy a lot of old, like, vintage, like, radio station shirts and stuff from it.
Radios are on there, too.
Yeah, like old cool radios. And just more niche kind of stuff.
It's like cooler... oh, God, what was it? eBay. I mean, but people are actually making and designing a lot of things on there as well. So if you think about even like the cool like door frame, so even like a girlier aspect of it, like a wreath, you can get like a handmade.
So like for like Halloween
Audrey,
decorations
yes.
or whatever.
Custom furniture made. Like that's Etsy has literally everything.
I was looking at vegan furniture on Etsy the other day.
Vegan? What is vegan furniture?
Like
vegan
it's like furniture. Faux leather and that kind of stuff. Oh. It's just 100% vegan. I'm like, yes.
Sissy said I sell my vintage clothes on there. Yeah, all right.
That Nixie tube clock, I was looking at Nixie tube clocks on Etsy, is also when I was shopping for my very expensive
did
clock.
It ever come?
Did your very expensive clock ever show up?
It's due between October 6th and October 28th, so I'm still...
How are they?
They're on back order, man.
Is it like a cable company? Like, how is there that big of a window?
It's a very cool clock that a lot of people wanted, apparently, so it's custom made. That's why it costs $200.
So stupid.
Oh my gosh, what a weird flex.
I can't wait to come over to your house and accidentally knock it off the shelf.
Oopsie.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Pass my guard.
I hate people who can't call people anymore. If I'm in an emergency, you know, call me on the phone. I don't want to get like 20 texts in a row describing what's going on. Oh, there's so much that could be lost in translation there.
Message deleted.
I'm so over texting now.
I'm so over people telling other people how they should communicate.
That's fair.
Like, if it annoys you, it annoys me when somebody calls, when I'm busy doing something.
Right.
Like, just shoot me a text. But at the same time, like, if it's my 100-year-old grandmother, like, deal with it, you know?
Yeah.
Like, she's not going to get into texting. She's not going to slide into my DMs on the gram, you know? It's like, there's...
Your GMs,
it for
your grandma's?
My GM. Separate folder. GMs and the DMs.
So but to that point, though, so you said you hate whenever you get like random phone calls or whatever. So my husband hates being on the phone, but I'm a don't text if something that we can just get handled in 1 minute. But he'll straight up B button me a lot.
A what?
Like a B button. Like whenever you deny somebody's phone call because he just doesn't want to like talk on the phone.
He'll send you the voicemail.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I mean, respect.
Right? Okay, so is that a thing? Is that like a normal thing?
I answer all my wife's calls.
Yeah, I mean, otherwise I'd get in trouble. Because if my wife's calling, it's probably something. Yeah,
his is always, my phone was on the charge. And I'm like, no, you're playing video games. You just...
You're like, no, I heard you click that button.
You're with the
bros. You know what I'm talking about? Like, you hear the ring and then you hear that little click in there. You're like, you sent me the voicemail, you son of a bitch. You know what's going on here.
Sucker.
Mm-hmm.
Grounds for divorce.
He gets one more try.
Please leave a message after the tone.
If you ever win an award... Be sure to thank the people who can loan you large sums of money first.
Message deleted.
I don't like awards.
Every person that gets up at the Academy Awards, I want to thank the producers. It's like, yeah, they know what they're doing. Like, I want to thank the people with the cash.
I don't know. I think the older I've gotten, the less I care. And the more I see that awards are mostly just political and, you know, not really. They don't really mean anything in a
awards.
Lot of cases. So.
Shower me.
Myself?
I don't want it.
Oh, I was out with my daughter. She's 4 years old. This past Saturday, she had her soccer game. They gave her a medal. I was like, damn, I'm jealous.
That's my girl.
That's my girl right there. She's getting them medals.
My high school
nobody gives me medals.
Jeans.
My high school wanted to put me in their Hall of Fame, and I declined.
What?
Your high school has a Hall of Fame for what? What were you going to be there?
Successful people. Inspirations.
Name some of the other people in the Hall of Fame.
Wendell Bryant.
Who?
He played linebacker in the NFL for the Arizona Cardinals.
For how many seasons?
Two.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So we all know that the world is changing in 2020 and 2021 that is upcoming. But did you ever think that we'd see a headline like this? In 2020, after doing a survey, they found that far more men and women are likely to consider having adult relations with a robot.
Nope.
You keep saying no.
Nope. I feel like that this isn't shocking.
You're already half doing it. You're sitting there staring at a phone or an iPad or a computer.
Which is a robot.
I'm not. Yeah. I am imagining my wife.
You're such a liar.
Yeah.
Remembering our sweet, tender moments together and reflecting on when we were holding hands, walking through the park.
What?
What a weird kink. Yeah.
That sounds terrible. So weeks after COVID-19 was declared a pandemic, there was a dramatic boost of people searching in the sex tech industry. According to the research, about 30% increase in sales between the months of February and April. And they're saying that people are much more willing now, especially the younger demographic of 18 to 34, willing to at least consider it. Now, the problem with the robots right now is that they're creepy looking.
Yeah.
Right?
They
dead eyes and everything else. If they improve that technology, I think just a little bit, I think you'd be surprised how many people are willing to do it.
I'm surprised that it's 18 to 34 because I think at some point, whenever you're going through the dating aspect, you just kind of give up. And then I think that's probably when you go, sex doll. Mm-hmm. I don't think whenever you're 18 to 34, you still got some young buck in you. Get outside.
Would you consider it cheating if your significant other was hooking up with a robot?
I think that would be weird, right?
I mean, I think you would think it's weird, but would you consider it cheating?
Depends. I think if like you're not getting the kind of bedroom time that you are expecting as a man or a woman, and they are banging a robot, then yeah, I think that could be cheating.
But I mean, doesn't that count for porn then? Wouldn't porn be the same thing?
Same thing.
Yeah, but that's also communication.
But is that considered cheating then?
I don't think is considered as much of cheating, but like a robot, just because it's weird too.
I don't know if cheating is the right word, but we're onto something.
If the robot's giving you feelings for the robot.
If my wife brings Stanley, the robot, and like
Stanley is
sitting at the dinner table holding his hand instead of mine.
What was that robot butler called in the 80s? Remember when they were trying to sell that piece of crap?
Yeah, what was that thing?
I'll look it up.
Whatever it was. But the it's all about perception, right? Because you got to think back, 15 years ago, and the idea of meeting somebody online and dating that way was also considered weird then.
True.
And so perceptions just change, and it's because other people normalize it, and then you go, oh, yeah, it is cool. It's just what everyone does now. I don't know. I think that's the way the world's going, man.
I don't know. You got to, like, if you're, like I said, you got to communicate, like Audrey said, like porn and sex robots can be a serious problem if in your relationship if you're indulging in those and leaving your partner hanging. That's not cool.
So speaking of being lonely, there was a lonely otter.
Oh no!
And they decided
otters love to hold hands like my wife and I do we walk through the park.
Oh,
and I envision things.
Shut up! You envision otters,
dude. What? You ever seen otters float and they hold hands?
They do hold hands.
Adorable. So there was a lonely otter, and so they actually set up a like an otter dating site, so that way this otter could see other otters.
Was it called Otters Only?
No, it was You Otter Be With Me, but yeah, Otters Only is better.
Yeah.
And
that's a.
Would you?
Yeah, that's okay.
All right. The final thing here is a ferret named Thomas escaped from his owner's home in the UK and was found in somebody else's bed.
Oh, no.
Which, I don't know about you guys, but I would freak the F out if I found a random ferret in my bed that I did not expect to be there.
You get spooned, all of a sudden it's a furry ferret giving you the little goose action going on.
Because imagine how long it would take you to figure out what the hell that thing was. It's got claws, it's got teeth, it's furry, and it's shaped like
way
a...
Way out in the land of the setting sun, where the wind blows wild and free. There's a lovely spot, just the only one, that means home sweet home to me. If you follow the old Kit Carson trail till the desert meets the hills, oh, you certainly will agree with me, it's the place of a thousand thrills. Home means Nevada, home means the hills, home means a sage in the pine. Out by the Truckee's silvery rills, out where the sun always shines. Here is the land that I love the best. She's deep in the heart of the Golden West. Home means Nevada to me. One more time now. Home means Nevada to me.